Menachos chapter 3, Mishnah 7. Shiva knei menorah ma'akvin zeitzer. The seven branches of the menorah invalidate one another. Meaning, if one of them is missing, this is the menorah in the temple, so the thing is invalid, can't be used. You can't light the other six. And so too, shiva nereseh ma'akvin zeitzer. The seven lamps which were on the seven, at the top of the seven branches, also invalidate one another. And again, if you only had six, let's say you can't light six out of seven. So it's either all seven or nothing. Shtei parshios shebe mezuzah ma'akvos etzeh, the two texts in the mezuzah, the first two paragraphs for the Shema, so they invalidate one another. If you've only got one of the two parshas, then it's no good. You've got to have both of them, otherwise the mezuzah is invalid. And not only that, says the Mishnah of Afilik sav echad ma'akvin, even if one letter is missing, then the mezuzah is invalid. And so to our parshios shebe tefillin, the four parshas in the tefillin, ma'akvos etzeh, they invalidate one another. And not only that, but even one letter missing. The tefillin are invalid. The four tzitzis on the four corners of the garment invalidate one another. Because all four are one like precept. It's one. It's not like each one's a separate mitzvah. But Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he disagrees. He says, Arbatan arba mitzvahs. The four are four mitzvahs. They're four separate mitzvahs. So it brings about the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shmuel, as we know. If one of your tzitzit strings is invalid, that's it. The whole thing is invalid. And you can't wear it, right? You've got to take it off.